The Democratic Republic of Congo later this month holds its first presidential election since 1960. The next government in Kinshasa must rebuild a country devastated by decades of corrupt rule and war. Public infrastructure in the Central African nation is either non-existent or crumbling. Roads must be rebuilt. Schools and hospitals have fallen into disrepair. One of the most visible signs of the collapse of the Congo's government is its prisons. Some have simply been abandoned. Others, such as the central prison in Bukavu, limp forward without any government support. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
The Bukavu Central Prison is a long fortress-like brick building built by the Belgian colonialists in 1929. Ornamental turrets mark each end of the brick facade and poke up above the arched entryway. The main iron gates have fallen off their hinges and are permanently ajar. Inside, a dark, dungeon-esque foyer leads to another set of bars behind which the prisoners live. The entryway is scorched from a recent fire. I was allowed to visit the central prison of Bukavu and talk freely to prisoners, but the head of the provincial government stated emphatically that he didn't want to hear prisoners complaining on the radio, so I wasn't allowed to record interviews with the inmates. On the day I visit, there are 242 inmates. A few weeks before, there were 338, but almost 100 of them escaped. The Bukavu prison illustrates the huge challenges facing the Democratic Republic of Congo. The country has been devastated by decades of war and fantastically corrupt rule. Théophile Bézier runs the Bukavu Central Prison from a barren room off the main entryway. Bézier says the facility faces numerous problems. The canopy in the central courtyard collapsed and needs to be rebuilt. The bathrooms are waiting to be repaired. There's no electricity. If it wasn't for the presence of Bézier and an ancient Hermes manual typewriter, you'd assume his office had been abandoned. Dust covers his desk and the floor. A broken light bulb hangs by a wire from the ceiling. Bézier gestures around his empty office and says he has nothing to do his job. I have no paper, no furniture, he says. No money for repairs or for medicine. The only food is several bags of grain donated each week by the Catholic Church. But Bézier says this isn't enough. We don't feed them at all on Mondays and Tuesdays, Bézier says. They eat nothing. The rest of the week, the inmates get a single bowl of porridge in the evening. As in many prisons in Africa, inmates here rely on family members to bring them food. Bézier has been working at the Bukavu Central Prison for 36 years. He gets $20 a month and says if he could find any other job, he'd take it.
Personne ne peut souhaiter de travailler à l'administration, comme vous le savez, à cause de...
No one would want to work in public administration in the Congo right now, he says, because of the terrible conditions. The conditions are even worse for the inmates. Dozens of men are packed into warehouse-like rooms. Each man gets a space large enough for a foam mat. During the day, the inmates can come out of the dormitories into an open courtyard. The plumbing is dilapidated, but water appears to be plentiful. It spews from a tangle of pipes above the toilets. The only guards are two Congolese soldiers with AK-47s who sit outside the front gate. Life inside is organized by the prisoners themselves. The most common complaint I heard from inmates is that they don't have access to medicine, and they worry that malaria or diarrhea could turn into a death sentence.
Ce qui fait que la justice est une justice des riches et non des pauvres.
Lucia Mazua, with an advocacy group called Justice for All in Bukavu, says the justice system in the Congo is for the rich and not the poor. He says people who can't buy their way out of jail spend months, sometimes even years, behind bars before they see a judge. One woman in the female unit told me, I keep paying $20, $40, but nothing happens. Mazua says the country's prisons show how the justice system in the Congo has collapsed.
Une fois que l'État a décidé de priver quelqu'un de liberté.
Once the state takes the liberty of someone, the state must take responsibility for that person, he says. The problem we have here is that the Congo has no money for justice, nor for its prisons. There's little sympathy in the harried general public for prisoners, but Mazua says revamping the country's justice system, including its prisons, has to be one of the first steps in reestablishing law and order in the vast country. Jason Bobian, NPR News.